Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 41 verse 1 to Genesis 41 verse 34. Pharaoh has a dream or two and the whole country is in an uproar? Why does it never occur to believers that putting stock in the nocturnal ramblings of our brains is a pretty dubious way to run your life, let alone a country?
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Oh, this book is getting to be so obvious, Connie.
Well, don't have a kind man.
That would have been funny if Bart had said, instead of have a cow, he would have said, don't have a kind man. I bet you most people would not get that. I probably wouldn't. I know I wouldn't have gotten it.
They'd have to look it up. It's an obscure reference.
Yeah. I'm thinking that we might actually get through the rest of this book at some point. I mean, someday. I had a dream last night that said that I actually folded up this book and said, I'm done. And I'm never coming back to this stupidity again.
Clicked your ruby slippers together.
Yeah. How do you know about the ruby slippers? I didn't tell you about that.
It's my little secret. I had a dream, actually.
You had a dream about my dream. Oh, that's how it works.
Yep. That's how it works.
Oh.
Dreams are real, man. I tell you.
They mean something. I feel like Weird Al. Weird Al playing the match does. This means something.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just like just Weird Al playing with his mashed potatoes.
That's right. So
we last left off at 41:34. So today we're continuing on with 30. No, I'm not going back. 41:34 or 35 rather.
Yes. 41:35. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities.
I thought we were going to keep it outside of town next to where the robbers hang out. That's the obvious place.
Isn't there a politician who thought that, oh my gosh, yes, I won't name it so I won't date it too much, but he thought that the pyramids were where they stored grain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He thought, yeah, the pyramids were holding grain, apparently.
Uh-huh. And so they're going to keep the food in the cities. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, I would think that would be a good idea. Keep them in the cities, you know, instead of out of town like we were doing before.
Exactly.
We have to travel 2 days to find food, to get the food that we just collected up. And by the time we get all the way home, all the food's gone because we've eaten it on the way. So it's a big round robin thing going on here. We're just in a big long circle line. We're just like, all right, we're walking back and we're walking back again. We're halfway through and we're halfway back. It's a revolving door.
Well, I can't fault them the plan. It's a good idea. If you think that something's going to happen, you should lay it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, store it up. Yeah. The lay up the corn. It's like, okay, I'm getting kinky with the corn now.
It's under his hand.
It's under, well, it sometimes gets a little extra friction there.
So Pharaoh's got a corn cob in his hand.
He's got a corn in his hand, okay. And it gives a little bit of extra texture there. So, because sometimes some guys need that little extra there, you know.
No, I wouldn't. I know nothing.
Connie started about five shades of red now.
Yes.
41:36. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Duh, there's Captain Obvious again. Let's save food, because if there's going to be a famine, let's save food for the next 7 years. You know, the thing is, though, which really bugs me about this is the fact is they don't have, like, preservatives and things like that, and they have no way to really store shit. And grain only lasts so long. So if you try to save it out through 7 years, it's going to rot and mold and rot. Well, just rot, you know. It's not going to, you can't save it. I mean, even in this modern age, I have canned food. It's only going to last a good 2 years. And that's been all the, it's been heated and zapped and vacuum sealed and the whole nine yards. And that's only going to last a little while.
Yeah, well, you have to, I think with grains, you have to let them dry out somewhat, you know, but still, if you have any moisture in there, that's like a ticking time bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Explode, Lucy. 41:37, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants.
Oh, goody.
So they like his idea, that or they like the way that Joseph looks in his new clothes with his...
Yeah.
He likes the idea of a corn cob in his hand. I don't know.
He got a corn cob pipe and a button nose. No, no, I mean, this line is like, oh, yeah, hey, Joseph, that sounds like totally rad. That's like, makes sense. It's like, if somebody told me, hey, you know, here's an idea. Why don't we keep the cold stuff in the refrigerator? Hold on, don't shut me up yet. I'm on a roll here. Trust me on this. If we keep like the milk and these other things in the cold spot in the refrigerator, I know it sounds crazy. And these pizzas, if we put them in the freezer, then they'll stay even colder. Yeah. I know your mind is blown on this, right? And it'll keep even longer if we keep it cold. Because, you know, if we keep the milk out, it'll go bad like in a few hours. But if we keep it in the refrigerator, we can have it for days. Wow! I never thought of that. Thanks! I'm going to go and buy me a refrigerator right now. This is how they're treating the Egyptians, quote unquote, like they're fucking retards. Like they have. I'm sorry, yeah, people don't like that. Yeah. Don't like that word. I'm sorry. It's the most obvious word that I can use in this. They think that the Egyptians didn't think of this because they're apparently stupid.
Yeah, and stupid and wasteful and just ungodly, quote unquote. You know, or it's disgusting.
It is.
It's insulting.
It is. It is really insulting. This book is not only immoral, but it's also very insulting. Oh, and racist. Let's not forget racist.
Yeah. Yeah, but they want us to think that it's racist against the Hebrews, I guess.
Yeah.
Because of how they're stating it.
Yeah. Where do we leave off?
38.
Thank you. 41:38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such as a one of as... What the fuck line is this? Can we find such a one as this is a man in whom the Spirit of God is? What the fuck did I just read? Who put this together? I want them beat. I don't know. I don't care. I don't want them killed. I just want them beat. Who put this line together? I want them beat with an inch of their life.
I kind of wish that you knew how to read that in Trump's voice, because... This guy's great. This is awesome. This is awesome. Just look at this great. This is an awesome guy.
He's an awesome guy. You should go some guy.
Listen to this guy Joseph. He knows what he's talking about.
I was gonna go with Al Capone. Hey, look at this. Look at this guy. Look at this mook. Look at this mook. He did come to me and told me, hey, I should put some of my money in the bank, and that bank we won't hit. Yeah. There's an idea. We'll just keep anybody else that comes around, we'll take him out before that time. Yeah.
This is reminding me so much of every you know, kind of racist like 50s or 60s movie where the white guy is always the one who brings all this really great stuff to natives in Africa, mm-hmm. or you know, he has the fantastic idea and he saves everything. It's just
yeah, because
so
apparently they didn't know how to exist before he showed up.
Yeah. God, Ali says, yeah, we'll just save some stuff up. 41:39, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath shewed thee all this, there is no one so discreet and wise as thou art.
Oh, goody.
I wonder who's telling this story.
Yeah. I wonder.
this is the guy who said, "Hey, guess what? You know, it's no."
No. Yeah. It's, no. As they're saying, you know, the person who wins the history wins the right to write the history.
The story. Yeah, yeah. It tells the story.
And they can make them. They can write their own narrative. There's nobody else writing history. Just the people who's like, yeah. And Superman came down and saved everybody. And then Superman's left again. But in this case, Joseph is supposed to be Superman in knowledge. Because he told them something they couldn't figure out, obviously.
And it must be God, which evidently the Pharaoh didn't have any gods before this.
Oh, yeah. So this is a tool also. This is also a tool to convert them to his religion, to his God. It's like, God told me to tell you this. So if I'm wrong, God told me the wrong thing. All right. I'm just telling you. So, but I'm not wrong on this. So you got to listen to me. And if you follow the same God as I do, then you'd be able to figure this out too. Oh, thank you. We're so stupid. We would have put the green up our ass and kept it there. Thanks.
Sit there holding our own corn cob while we starved to death.
Right. Where were we? Fuck.
40.
40, thank you. 41, 40. Thou shalt be over... Oh, fuck, another stupid line. Thou shalt be over my house. And it, was he? See, I mentioned Superman. He's flying around now. You'll be over my house. We're gonna fill you up with air. We're gonna and helium and float you around like a big helium balloon.
It'll be the Macy's parade.
It's the Macy's Day parade before Macy's Day comes out. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in thy throne will I be greater than thou. So he's basically, okay, he's like, he's gone from hated brother to sold victim to, you know, who's going to be killed. Then they throw him into a pit. Now he is, then he's the head, the butler, he's the slave of a family. Then he's the head slave. And then he's thrown into prison, and now he is back out of prison, and now he's ruler over everybody because, except for the king, which sets this up as, okay, everybody, it's God, whoever's in charge, and then everybody else. So,
and obviously all his dreams came true. It couldn't have been backwards engineered or written that way at all.
Exactly. And, the thing about... I had it in my head a second ago. Urgh.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It'll come back to me eventually. it doesn't matter. It'll come to me eventually.
41.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt."
So, yeah, so he's putting him in charge. He's basically putting him in charge.
And that's repeating again.
Yep. He just said, instead of saying, okay, the I'll be higher throne than you are, so you're my little god. I'm God, but you're little god.
Which basically the pharaohs didn't that isn't that what they believed they were?
Yeah, they believed they were gods.
Yeah.
41, 42, and Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand. They're married now. Okay, I didn't know that. And arrayed him in vesture of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. Okay, I remember what I was going to say. It's the rags to riches, to rags to dungeon, to prison, to riches, to dungeon, to riches again. It's it's that story.
Yeah, everybody knows that story.
Everybody knows the dungeons, the riches, the rags, the dungeon story to riches, to re-riches again. It's all the latest tropes.
Well, we've got to, you know, identify with our little hero.
Yeah.
No.
This has Beverly Hillbillies written all over it.
Yes. 41, 43. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt.
Yay.
Wow. No.
And he made everybody bow right in front of him. Okay. I was in prison and everything, and not that anybody doesn't know that, but you're all going to bow to me, motherfuckers. Ha, ha, ha.
Where's the cuneiform writing and tablets and everything saying that this actually happened?
I don't think there is any.
It's funny, because there should be archaeological evidence of this.
Yeah, you'd think, but the Bible isn't about evidence. It's about faith.
I can't argue that.
Yeah. You just have to believe, Connie. Just have to believe it happened. If you're thinking about it, then you want to, and researching it, then God will hide the evidence from you.
Darn it.
I hate it when that happens.
I know.
You know, it's weird that they capitalized the word bow. Like, that's important somehow. It was like, they bow the knee. I don't know if it was a typo or it was important somehow.
It's like there should have been a period.
Yeah.
Before that. Oh, God.
They put a comma
in there.
There
should be quote or quotation marks around bow the knee.
Yeah. The Bible, like I said, the Bible is poorly written. There's a lot of, there's a lot later on that we'll find out. There's a lot of bits in there that the way it's written, it's not written well, and it should have been added in different parts, and so it would made more sense. But I digress for right now. 41:44, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." Okay, so everybody's a statue now. You can't lift up your hands. Nobody can walk. Everybody stand still. Simon says stand still.
All passports have to have Joseph's approval.
Yeah. Or either that, or no one can lift a hand up against him or his foot against him, apparently. You can't kick him in the balls anymore. No more ball kicking for you.
He's restricting everybody's movements? I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't get it either.
So I guess pharaohs could do that, or
yeah, it's Simon says.
Oh, there you go.
Simon says, lift your left hand.
Joseph says, yeah.
Joseph says, lift your left hand. Put your left hand down. Ah, I didn't say Joseph says. Ha ha.
Put your right hand in. No, put it out. No, shake it all about.
That's what life's all about.
41:45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name. Oh, damn it. Zaphnapaneah.
Yay! Nailed it. Nailed it.
So he's got a different name. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On.
Wait a minute.
And Joseph. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
And Joseph went out over all of the land of Egypt.
So these ones, the priest had daughters. Okay. So, all right, you Catholics out there, or former Catholics, the priests out there, it says here in your Bible that the priest could have daughters. So stop fucking the children. Go find a woman and fuck those. Keep one at home. But you know why? Because that's the way I interpreted this. That's why. If you think I'm wrong, well, fuck you. This is what you said you'd be able to do.
So you give him a new name, give him a wife, and he got to rule.
And he got to rule, yay. And he changed his name. Because every time you rule, you get to change a name. Or if you just forget for fucking 5 minutes and change the name of a place you've already been for a fucking million times.
But I have to say, in defense, I personally, Joseph said, "Yeah, just call me Zappa."
Just call me Zappa. Just call me Zap. Zap. Just call me Zap Bradigan.
Zap.
Just call me Zap Bradigan. And gave him a wife. Okay, what's the woman's name? Don't know. Don't care. Tits and pussy. That's it. That's it.
You're a hometown girl, though. I don't know.
Yeah, she's homegrown. You know, so she must be good.
It's not one of it. It's not a cousin, though. What's he going to do?
I don't know. Because the cousins, the whole cousin thing is so, the cousin thing was so yesterday, Connie. You know, that's that whole cousin thing is all out of favor. Well, that is until my brothers show up. Ooh, did I give away a spoiler? Where do we leave off?
46.
Oh, 46. Thank you. 41, 46. And Joseph was 30 years old. Wait a minute. All this happened with under 30 years? That's okay. That sounds a little suspicious. Where he and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out of the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. So he went on a road trip.
Well, Egypt's a big place.
Yeah, I got my Pharaoh hat on. I've got my what is it? How does that go? It's nighttime out and. We got a full tank. I got a full range of horses. Hit it.
Is it redundant calling the Pharaoh a king? Isn't a king a step down for the Pharaoh? I mean,
I don't know. It's so bizarre.
41, 47, and in the seventh plenteous year, the earth brought forth by handfuls.
Just like he said, 7 years. We had seven plentiful years. See, it's predicting.
Awesome.
Can't be wrong. Apparently it happened. 41, 48. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food. Oh, I'm sure he was doing something with the food. And laid up the food in all the cities, the food of the field, which was round in Which was round? What the fuck? Which
round
was round? You should say a yeah. round, not which was round. Fucking stupid book. Which was round every city he laid up in the same. What the fuck did I just goddamn read again? hold on. I seriously need to stop. My tongue is on a roller and it just snapped off.
The Bible's redundant.
Ugh.
41, 49, and Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. It wasn't without fucking number, otherwise it would still be there. And obviously there was a number, it's just he got tired of, he stopped counting.
Yeah, he just kept counting. It's like, I got 40 bushels, 50 bushels, I lost count, I don't want to sit here and count all this shit again. And I'm too cheap to hire somebody to fucking count it.
He's an accountant.
And you know the thing. And the thing is, we've mentioned this before that the Egyptians kept records. They were very meticulous on shit. Yes. They just like we had 40 bales. We kept track of 40 bales. We don't like a shitload of bales. It's like, is that enough? I don't know. It's a shitload. Well, apparently it means it's a lot. I guess. How many is in a shitload? Nobody knows.
I know.
Where did we leave off?
50.
Thank you. 41, 50. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came. Oh, that's great. He knew that we were going to have famine, but he decided to have kids anyway. That's a great plan, Joseph. Great plan. Good going, dude. Good going. That just shows you didn't believe your own bullshit. Which, Asmith, the daughter of... Potter wheel. I don't know. Potter wheel priest of On bear onto him.
Well, I'm glad that he had him with his wife. Evidently, he had time between counting corn.
And the daughter has a name now. The daughter has a name now.
She had a name before, but I just had a hard time pronouncing it.
Okay.
So. Yes.
Potter. So. Potter per half Paroth. Potter Paroth.
Potiphera.
Paroth.
Potiphera.
Plural. I'm just going to call him plural. And someone's name is On.
Priest
That's
of
a
on.
Light switch. Hey, let's go to On. Is On off today? Is On off today? No, On is on today. How do you know when On is on?
It's the on game.
Because he's
on
in the on position.
The on softball team.
Oh.
All right. 41:51. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget about my toil and all my father's house. Yay.
Oh, so yay.
Forgets all about his dad and his fucking up brothers.
Yep. Oh, and all the fucking hard work I had to do taking care of all the sheep, you know, and having to make sure that they all wear the special spotted glasses so they all make the, you know, I don't have to cut down the sticks down so I get spotted sheep because that's a thing.
So here's the question. You know, if his family somehow shows up again, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and he introduces his son and named Manasseh, do they know what the name means automatically? Because it just...
Hey, that's a coincidence. Nobody else in this city I've met so far is named Manasseh, but your kids are named Manasseh. That's how... That's really odd.
And it means forget about your dad. Forget about my father's house. Just forget about my family. So that would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be incredibly awkward.
Okay.
41:52. And the name of the... and the name of the second... He called Ephraim. For God. Yeah, it's like, hey, yeah, the second one that came out, yeah, that's just Ephraim. No fanfare. It's like, just popped out. Okay, big deal. Yeah, just Ephraim. For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Oh, fucking God. Oh, fucking persecution fucking complex. Holy shit! Persecution complex much. I mean, he's like, oh, I am so afflicted. I'm like in charge of everything, but I'm so fucking persecuted. All these people want to have the same... Oh my God, they want to have the same rights as I do. Oh, I'm so persecuted!
And of course, he was the only innocent person in the prison/dungeon. And everybody else that was down there with him is just down there rotting, right?
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah, everybody else was down there. Nobody else was innocent. Just him.
And nobody else was having a bad time at all.
Nope. Just him. Oh, it's just whoa, fucking me. I've got all this stuff, but whoa, fucking me. Fuck Joseph. Fuck off. Fuck you. Fuck your brothers. Fuck you all. Fuck all of you.
Somebody's spoiled. A spoiled kid.
Spoiled.
And he just doesn't know when he has it good.
Oh, he has, what is that? Where they have, they think that it's, it's not, what is that? Where you're rich aphasia, something rich aphasia, I guess. I can't remember what it was.
I don't know what.
I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
The thing that's been in the news?
Affluenza. He has affluenza.
Affluenza. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, he has affluenza.
41:53. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended.
Oh, no.
And of course, it was seven because that's what was predicted.
Yep. 41:54. And the 7 years of death began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the death was in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt where there was bread. So it's like, okay, so he just told the land of Egypt that this was happening, didn't bother telling anybody else, didn't tell his neighbors to the north, south, east, or west, you know, the neighbors that they do trade with. It's like, hey, dudes, there's going to be a famine here pretty soon. You guys really should stock up. What a wonderful thing you should do. You know, that's a good neighbor policy. If my house is burning, I know there's a fire that's coming. You know, let's say there's a house fire or whatever. I'm going to go over and help them hose down their house so their house doesn't catch fire. Like I've just got done doing a mine. But no, fuck them. They're out of water. So fuck them all. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, of all the people too. I mean, the Pharaoh is... Okay, is he a heathen? I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But the one who's claiming to be holy, the one who's claiming to be godly, didn't tell anybody shit, and yep. that's where the problem is. Exactly like you're saying, Packard.
Yep.
Didn't warn anybody else.
No, didn't bother to warn. Yeah, that's yep. very godly. I mean, that just mm-hmm. shows you how wonderful their imaginary friend is, and how wonderful their religion is. Because and these people look up to Joseph like he was a godly man. Fuck, he's an awful human being in the long run. He got influenza, and all of a sudden now he's just like, fuck everybody else. As long as the people in my family and in my little town, city, my town and city and whatever, as long as we're okay, that's fine. But fuck everybody else because, hey, they don't believe in God, so fuck them.
Yeah. 41:55, and when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. Now, okay, really? Awesome. Even the people in Egypt were suffering from this.
Yeah.
Even the people that they were growing and raising all this stuff, they weren't warned themselves. Yep. I guess that Pharaoh owned everything, and they were probably indentured to him. They yeah. were like a serfdom or something like
maybe,
that.
Yeah, maybe they didn't bother telling the rest of them. It's like you're like you said. It's like, all right, we're gonna get. Don't tell anybody about this, but we're gonna make sure we get a little extra to the side for just for the important people in those cities, and everybody else. Well, don't worry about them because they're gonna die off anyway. They're not important. They're just the street sweepers. They're sweeping the sand. That's all they're doing. They just sweep sand. So we really don't need them. Sand's gonna blow everywhere anyway. We don't fucking care.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this is all a plan so that people can just be taken care of? Is Joseph, I don't know, giving this away or just selling it at a very fair price back to the people?
Nope.
Or is he going to make a profit?
I think he's going to make a profit.
I think so, too. I think he's not only a liar and a cheat, he's an asshole.
Yep, I think so as well. He's using this to his own advantage. It's Jim Baker selling the buckets of food.
Yep.
Like they take $10 worth of food or $20 or $100 worth of food, and they sell it for like nearly $1,000. It's like, yeah, that's great markup. That's basically what it is. 56, I think? No.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. 41:56. And the famine was over the face of the earth. Oh, their idea of the face of the earth is pretty fucking small. At this point, they don't yeah. know the whole face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. Sold it. Didn't give it to them.
Right.
Because this is what they'll say. Well, if we give the poor food, then they'll eat and they will come back for more. But if we sell it to them, well, then we make a tiny profit off of it, off of their misery.
Well, they only sell them enough so that they have to keep coming back to you as the supplier.
Yep. And they can't grow themselves. We're not going to give them the stuff to grow it themselves and teach them how to grow it. We'll just sell them this.
Well, that or they took the stuff that they did grow, like I said, because maybe these are serfs. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't actually own the land. They grew all this food for the Pharaoh.
Right.
So they were collecting it and they were storing it. And they just took it, you know, they took everything except what the people could, I guess, rightly keep.
Right.
It stinks.
It stinks. It is. It's just being an asshole.
41:57. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because the famine was so sore in all lands.
You know, I almost read that as to buy Joseph.com. Joseph
yeah,
at buy.com. I saw corn. So I almost read it as an M because the R and the N are so close together. So it's buy.com. Buy Joseph. Yeah. Buy Joseph's grain at buy.com.
There's a couple of really good points, and I think we've been kind of making one here.
Yeah.
In the sidebar, just that God's plan was to make Joseph wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was. When the famine struck, everyone on earth had, again, they don't know the whole planet, had to buy their food from Joseph. If they couldn't travel that far or didn't have enough money, they starved. It was all part of God's plan to make Joseph very wealthy. So this is actually Joseph's God's seventh killing.
And evidently the Aztecs, Chinese, and Australians all came to Joseph to buy grain.
Yeah, because they couldn't grow it there, apparently, because they didn't have, they had to get in their boats and swim across and boat across the, an ocean, which would have taken them weeks, months to get across, and you know, and then try to cross the desert, which would probably take them another couple of years, just to buy a little bit of grain to go back and start the whole process over again? Don't think so.
You know, is there any archaeological evidence of a worldwide famine?
I don't think so. I've not heard of any worldwide famine. Yeah. Because these people are so myopic. They think that the world, the whole world is what they can see in their little general area. The whole world is under famine because that area is under famine. It doesn't work that way, dude. Africa right now has areas where they have famine. Here in the United States, at this time period, we're reading this, it's plentiful. One area doesn't preclude another area. That's a logical fallacy. It's, what is that? Correlation doesn't equal causation.
Causation doesn't equal correlation. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like, you're yeah. Because you think there's a famine here doesn't mean there's a famine everywhere else. Correlation doesn't equal causation. Or, in this case, causation doesn't equal correlation.
Yeah, well, human beings usually think that the whole world centers around themselves.
It doesn't,
anyway.
Connie? And that, what the fuck have I been doing? Shit, no wonder I live where I live.
You know what? You're not worried about me and how life affects me, Packard?
Well, I am kind
of.
How
selfish of you.
I know, right? I kind of am. I mean, I have to worry about you, you know, showing up on time. After that, you're pretty much on your own, you know. It's like, whatever Connie's doing, I guess, whatever.
See, that's just, the world doesn't think about me as much as I do, and there's a problem with that.
Exactly.
I know.
And the same thing with me. I mean, my neighbors don't, you know, like, hey, I noticed you're out of food. Can I give you some food? Oh, thanks. I didn't have any.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So when you look at the Bible that way, you can realize why it's written the way it is.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yep. Well, we went a little bit over. I apologize for that, but I just wanted to finish out this chapter. We'll be back next week with another chapter. So until then, don't starve. Please don't starve. And if somebody's selling you buckets of food for outrageous prices, go to Pick and Save or Walmart or Best Buy or I don't really sell food at Best Buy. Whatever. Wherever your local grocery piggly wiggly thingy mabobber is. You know.
You just still have those?
Well, there's one south of me, way south of me.
Oh, geez.
That's a 2-hour drive for me. They're still out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That one is like, it's 2 hours south of me. So, but I could go there if I wanted to. Anyway, so until next time, this has been The Atheist. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you where to get a hold of us. Shit.
I was waiting.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Connie's like, Connie doesn't even get to finish. Like, wait a minute. I forgot something. You can don't starve while you're Twittering us over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you're not starving and you have plentiful dollars, you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW and make sure we don't starve. Unless you're like Joseph and you want to see us starve, then you're going to definitely not go to patreon.com/ABANDNW and not give us any money. That's that you're very much like Joseph then. Fuckers. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Joseph can stick it in his cornhole.
Yeah, he's definitely sticking it in his cornhole.
I think.
And don't starve Facebook over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And you won't starve going to the blog over at abandnw.wordpress.com. And you can also find this show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. And if you're really starving for information, you can email it to with your questions, comments, love, and hate mail over at tatbanw at tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, which is still starving too, for attention, please give it attention at Packard Pokesat, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And also please remember to leave a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes for us as well, and all those other fine locations, which are also starving for attention. We just want your attention, man. So anyway, until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.